Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on? It's a Saturday night. It's 6:10. You know what time it is. It's time to sign off forms. And I'm your host, George Beverly Jr. So what's really going on? It's been a minute since we've been on this thing, but it's all right. We're about to get it on. Just having some technical difficulties here. Please forgive me. I'm trying to get everything in order. With a spur of a moment kind of thing. But I figured, hey, everybody wants to hear some great news. So let's do it. You know, let's get it on. So what I have for you here today is Anything Goes session. So if you want to call in at area code 347-989-1014. That's 347-989-9014. We are going to start off with some great stuff. Hold on for a minute. Let me put in an intro. Everything's changed around on me.
Hello, how you doing? Okay, I've been having some technical difficulties. I'm trying to get it straightened out, so let's try to start it all over again. If you'd like to call in, it's 347-989-1014. If you'd like to call in, it's 347-989-1014. So now that we got everything situated, got 20 minutes left, and I tell you, man, this Blog Talk, I haven't been on it so long, is the Blog Talk range, it's format only. How am I paying a customer and you ain't sent me no email talking about there's some changes? Maybe I should check my show standards every once again. See, I have no audio whatsoever in my audio feed, and I have tons of music in there uploaded from the past. I guess they want me to come back and upload some new stuff up and then. Facebook and let y'all know what we're doing on the Sound Off Forum, because it's 10:32 and you know how we do. Yeah. So what's been on y'all mind? What's been on y'all mind? What has been on y'all mind? I mean, y'all really need to come in and talk to me, because there's some things that's been going on. My show's been announced going on. I have to type in the telephone number and everything so they can call in here. If you'd like to call in, so like I said, we're back on radio live at you, howling at you, right? So in the next couple of days, we're going to actually get a real show in. This is one I just put one together, I mean, I love being on the radio. I love doing my thing, and I just want to make sure everybody's all right in the outside land out there, knowing that my absence from the real has been missed. People have been asking me, George, when are you coming back? We miss you. We want to hear some more of your stuff. Whatever that stuff is that you want to listen to, guess what? It is coming back, and I've been doing some pretty intense stuff going on. Now, you know how we do it. We do research here. We do research. We do get real issues dissolved down to the lowest molecule if we can get them. Now, I'm just a one-man show. I don't ask for donations, so I'm not out there hustling and bustling and things like that because of things that goes on. But you do know how I operate. If you have not listened to my show before, we get, like I said, we get down to the nitty-gritty down here, and we don't do nothing but tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you Jesus, or Jehovah, however you want to say it. But look, that's how we do it, okay? So, once again, if you'd like to call in, the area code is 347-989-1014. If you'd like to call in, it's 347-989-1014. So, like, I'm trying to get this thing together, and I'm thinking, hey, you know what? This is going to work out. It's going to work out pretty good, you know? And when I was trying to put it together, I'm on here, man, and this freaking thing would not let me talk for nothing. It wouldn't let me say a word. I got my home little studio, little makeshift studio here. I got all these things around. I got my speakers. I got my computer. I got my iPad. I got my microphone. I got my telephone. And got my glasses. And got my TV set up and everything. But And when I'm trying to put it together, it's like, because it was difficult to try to figure out what was going on with the new format of the Blog Talk Radio. So I apologize for the inconsistency on that, because ultimately, you know, I mean, I'm the host of the show, and what's going on with my own show, right? But I hadn't been on the website for a long time. But anything goes, right? Anything goes. Well, it's about to go. I'm telling you, it's going down this season on Sinai Forums. If you thought last season was intense, this season will give you the heebie-jeebies. Okay, we're getting deep, y'all. We're getting deep. Okay, so I'm gonna ask y'all for right now, start praying and pray for me, because we're gonna go on place. We're gonna go to places on different. We're gonna go on a different plane. And I know y'all thinking, well, what is he talking about? A different plane. We're gonna go on a different atmosphere, stratosphere. Okay, we're gonna go into another dimension with our interviews, with our talks, with our Bible studies, and all the things that's gonna come out on Sinai Forums. Because it does not do anyone any good just to get the partial truth, what you get off the news. You get, when you talk about the news, you get partial truths. You don't get all truths. And most of that stuff is fabricated in the first place. You and I always refer to movies, because that's the only way I can get y'all to listen. So y'all can be like, oh, okay. Iron Man 3. I'm not gonna even do a review on Iron Man 3. But what I am gonna say is when they found the Mandarin, when Iron Man found the Mandarin told him what he was. He was an actor doing theater behind a green screen. All that stuff. You think they really, really show stuff that's new? Now, there was this documentation that was floating around that was saying that certain civil rights leaders were being manipulated based off of deeds they have done in the past, and if they didn't, they would be basically blackmailed, you know. And so you got these people who are afraid of their public image being ruined based off of something that they did. I'm telling you right now, I'm not, if you look at my background record, you look at any, I don't have any criminal record, but I'm sure, you know, somebody can dig up a fabrication about me, but I ain't never been arrested. I ain't never been searched and seized. I've been pulled over a lot for speeding, but, you know, that's about it. I mean, I got some speed intense violations, but, you know, heavy foot, Iraq kind of thing, PTSD, road rage, whatever you want to call it, I got it. Live with it. I mean, I ain't killed nobody yet, praise God. Praise Jesus. You know how we do it on the show? Once again, I mean, I have to keep reiterating myself, because I know some of y'all are my new listeners, and y'all want to know why I keep saying that. On my show, I want people to know who I'm talking about, because there's a lot of people out there front and talking about they love God. And we know that God, depending on how you use God, could be with a capital G or with a small lowercase g. Now, there's God and there's gods. And there's only one Jesus. Okay? Only one Jesus. So I like to say that. And I like to, you know, use Jehovah as well. But I want everybody to know that, back to the Iron Man thing, that these things that that go on are fabricated, most of it. You know, when they show, why do they always show Muslims, radical Muslims, working out in the middle of the desert on monkey bars, swinging, shooting M16s like it? Okay, first of all, if you believe that, what you see that on the first, they want to use the word Taliban. Okay, let me back up. Okay, we all know about the Arab Spring. If you don't know about the Arab Spring, please go look it up. It's in the documentation in the NSM, which is the National Security Memorandum 200. They wanted to start a Arab Spring. They wanted to destroy these Arab countries. But we won't go into deep detail as right now. But they wanted to go into pretty much take over the Middle East. When I say they, I'm talking about the powers that be, the elitists, the Illuminati, the devil worshippers, the occultists, whatever you want to call them. That's what they are. They want to take over the Muslim world. But they use that propaganda machine called television to put fear in your heart, put you in a bind of how you feel about people mentally. And then when you actually are in a situation, you kind of look at yourself like, well, I'm kind of silly. I don't really think that this is true. And then it comes back and says, you know what? It's not true. And then we say, oh, they weren't telling the truth. This is not real. But, you know, you best believe if Obama said it is the truth and he is a devil worshiper, right? Come on, man. Why y'all talking about my brother like that? Barack Obama may not be what you want him to be, but one thing that he is not is a coward. He wants to be a peacemaker. Now, I don't know why he got a Nobel Peace Prize, because he didn't do anything to get it. In my eyes, I don't know, he ain't even Martin Luther King. But he got a Nobel Peace Prize, and he's trying to keep the peace. I mean, he's trying to keep the government running. And do not be fooled. Do not be fooled at all, okay? In the next couple of days, I've been wanting to do this Ebola. Oh, Lord, y'all don't even know about Ebola. Listen, go back and listen to my historical. I think they're historical. Go back and listen to my past archive video broadcast, and you will hear me say this. And I warned you. I said, what do they do in order to get their propaganda machine rolling? How do they get their fear machine rolling? How do they get people to start thinking a certain way about other people? Well, I told y'all, swine flu made up in a laboratory. AIDS made up in a laboratory. Cancer made up in a laboratory. LSD made up in a laboratory. Syphilis, not made up in a laboratory, but gave it to a whole bunch of black people. Ebola, huh? Okay. Listen, if you go back and listen to those past broadcasts, I would tell you that they use the propaganda machine to scare you. Okay, they scare you with things like I mentioned, swine flu, AIDS, cancer, Ebola. Right now, swine flu supposedly came from Mexico. SARS supposedly came from China. AIDS came from Africa. Ebola came from Africa. You see what I'm saying? They're starting to recirculate these things. Next thing you know, there's going to be another pandemic or epidemic in China, which there is right now, going on in China right now. But it's not being talked about. It's kind of like SARS or whatever. But I was listening to a broadcast, beautiful broadcast, love it. Hopefully I can get him on so he can tell you about some awesome stuff. But he had a guest on his show, and he was in control of the CDC in Atlanta. And he was asked, what is the most scariest thing that you are afraid of? And what did he say? He said influenza, which is the flu, right? Because there's just so many strands of the disease. Now, he didn't say Ebola. He didn't say AIDS. He didn't say HIV. He didn't say cancer. He didn't say syphilis. He didn't say swine flu. Now, H1N1 is sort of influenza in a way. But it was contained. Smallpox was not mentioned. polio was not mentioned, which polio is eradicated. But the gentleman from the president from the CDC was afraid of the influenza. So why is it that when they were talking about Ebola, let me backtrack. There was another person that was brought onto the show, on this gentleman's show, and she was a leading authority on diseases such as smallpox, the SARS, and things like that. She was a reporter. She received a Nobel Peace Prize as well. But she said that it was nearly impossible for the outside world to contract Ebola because of its nature. And we're gonna do an in depth at Ebola and what Ebola really does. Okay, so don't freak out and say, "Well, George, you don't know what you're talking about yet," because you hadn't talked about it. But don't worry, it's coming. I got to make sure all my ducks are in a row. But so she says, now, if you are working in the hospital, then it's easier to contract it because you're working in close proximity to people who have been exposed to Ebola. Now, those individuals who have been exposed for a minute, I don't have music, so I can't cut off to let you hear some great music or whatnot. So I have to upload it on my laptop or something like that to get everything in it. So I'm just happy to be back on air. Lots of good, juicy things are coming up. And one thing that I want to say is please do not be afraid. Please do not be afraid to email me. Get a hold of Facebook at Sound Forums. You can get a hold of me on Sound Forums 97413 at Facebook. Okay. You can also find me at Twitter at Sound Off Forums, Sound Off Forums 97413 at Twitter. There's a whole hashtag thing. You know, I'm barely on Twitter. I'm trying to understand it and stuff, but it's there. So go and tweet me if you need be. Please come to the page. Enjoy yourself. And we got 2 minutes. No callers. That's okay. That's fine. Last minute show. Plus, I had technical difficulties. I'm cool with that. I'm just thankful that I'm able to get back on because it is going to be a roller coaster ride. I'm telling you, baby. Do not be afraid what is coming down rabbit hole. Do not be afraid because we know that Jesus has our back. Jehovah is everywhere. Now, whether you believe in him or not, listen, if there is such thing as Satanists, and if you are atheist and you don't agree with what I'm saying, that's just you. I'm just saying, how can there be something as a Satanist who believe in the devil and y'all don't believe in him? Come on. Man, come on, dog. I mean, that thought just popped in my head. Like, come on, man. That's got to be the most craziest thing I ever heard in my life. But, you know, you're entitled to your own opinion and to your ideas because this is what this show is about. I'm on the mic. I'm paying my money. Keep this show alive. So I can say what I want. And if you don't like what I say, please email me. If you like what I say, please email me. Look, show me some love. I'm showing y'all some love. I'm getting back on the air. We're going to do it. Anything goes. That's what the title is tonight. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties we were having. I'm aware that the page has changed. Usually I have an intro and all that good stuff and an outro. Yeah. But I've had fun doing it. The next time I see you or hear from you, you should be sounding off. This is Sound Off Forums. I'm your host, George Beverly. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you very soon with some good stuff. Peace, love, and happiness. In the name of Jesus.